We're with Representative Dwight Kiefert out of District 24. And Dwight, you've learned that there is a recall effort underway, and we'd like to get your comments as to why you think they're recalling you, and where do you go from here?
Yeah, well, the reason they're doing the recall, it stems back to the Representative Simon's vote to remove him. I mean, after that happened, then they had the censure, which has basically said they don't agree with the vote. But that's what this is all about. I mean, they can't even be honest what it's about. They're saying that I'm not a Republican, I don't vote Republican. They're using an ultra-conservative, you know, platform to base my 55% Republican. But I received the Chamber Champion Award this year for my voting record. I mean, what does that say? So, I mean, it's just kind of sad they can't even be honest about what they're doing. They're trying to say it's other issues, but it's all about this vote to remove Simons. And there were 77 representatives voted, you know, to remove him because of his conduct over 4 years. So that's what this is all about. So I don't know who they got to sign their petition, but they must stand with somebody that is, you know, involved with abuse instead of the victim. That's what it looks like.
So where do you go from here? You just plan to continue on or fight this, or what's your plans?
Well, I believe that what happens is that I get on the ballot in the 2022 election, or the 2022 election, and so then they have to have enough votes, the majority, I believe, you know, to remove me. Otherwise, I just stay in, and I'm not going to, you know, worry about it or have no plans to really do anything about it, but I think it's a farce, you know, and these people, they have a movement trying to take over spots in the legislature, and they censured four other people. I don't know if they're going to try to recall those representatives too or not, but like in our district, they've taken over, a small group of people have taken over our district, and now they're trying to put people in that they want that believe in their movement, but if people know the truth, I mean, I can't see how they can support these guys or rally behind them at all.
And in April, you said they're libertarians posing as Republicans. Can you be a little more specific, or where do you get that feeling?
Well, that's their track record. I mean, some of the reps, I mean, they've had the chairman of the Libertarian Party, past chairman, as their campaign manager. You know, and some of them, if you ask them, they'll say that that's who they are. But a lot of them masquerade as Republicans to get elected. Then they get down there and they vote against everything. I mean, look at their voting records. Vote against education. Vote against the DOT budget. I mean, they vote no on everything. And I don't know what they're trying to accomplish by doing that, because we need a budget. But, I mean, you look at some of their background, who they're with, who their alliances are with, and on Facebook and whatnot, and I mean, if they're honest and you ask them, they'll say they are, I believe, unless they want to not be honest about it, but I mean, if that's what they want to be, that's fine. I mean, I don't have nothing against them if they want to be libertarians, but the thing of it is, there's a place on the ballot for them. So if you want to be in that crowd, you want to be a libertarian, vote, run on a libertarian ticket. Don't masquerade as a Republican and get down there and, you know, be against everything. That's what's kind of frustrating about it.
Anything else to add before I let you go, Dwight?
No, I just, you know, tell the people I'll do the best I can out there and continue on. And I just think this is so bizarre what they're doing. And I just think that they're really digging themselves a hole in the ground.
There's Representative Dwight Kiefert and his response to the recall effort underway to recall him in District 24.